Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
Arizona has a reputation for being an affordable place to live. But rents in Phoenix are on the rise, and over the past few years, we've faced a growing shortage of affordable housing. So what is causing prices to increase so fast? From our new podcast series called Unaffordable, Catherine Davis Young takes a look.
Look around Phoenix and you see cranes and construction sites, new buildings everywhere. If you think this city looks like a place that's developing fast, you'd be right. Our population is among the fastest growing in the country. Over the last few years, around 200 people have been moving to the Phoenix area every day. Chanel Sinclair is one of them.
I liked it, Arizona. You know, once I came out here, and I like the people, and I come from California, so it was a lot cheaper living out here.
Sinclair moved to the Phoenix area in 2015, and she knew Arizona had a reputation for being an affordable place to live. But she's a single mom, and she doesn't earn a lot working as a teacher's aide. And she found out pretty quickly Arizona wasn't as cheap as she had imagined.
Nope. It was not a lot of options. So it was really hard. It was very hard.
Arizona now has the third most severe affordable housing shortage in the country, according to the National Low Income Housing Coalition. That means for every 100 extremely low-income people in the state, there are only 25 potential places they could afford to live. And some say this problem has been a long time coming. Ben Stanley is a postdoctoral researcher at ASU's School of Sustainability. He says Phoenix is growing fast now, but this isn't the first time in history that Phoenix has experienced massive population growth.
Phoenix changed drastically in the 1930s under the New Deal, but especially with the start of World War II. And once the ball started getting rolling on growth, it never stopped.
Between 1950 and 1960, Phoenix's population more than quadrupled, driven by the baby boom, availability of cheap homes, and even the development of air conditioning. Suburban sprawl was taking off nationwide, but especially in Phoenix. In the decades after World War II, the Metro Phoenix area was actually expanding so fast that a lot of the city's economy was being driven by the growth itself. The whole region started to become dependent on construction jobs and real estate and housing development.
It doesn't seem especially sustainable just for economic reasons. How do you have an economy that constantly requires more people to move to the area? It constantly requires unending construction, and so on.
Phoenix became so dependent on development that it was among the hardest hit places in the country in the 2008 housing market collapse.
This could be the most serious recession in decades.
New home construction in Phoenix largely came to a halt during the recession, but land speculation continued.
Say, in the early 2000s, a property would be priced at about $10 a square foot for a completely vacant piece of land near downtown Phoenix. And often after being bought and sold about six times in the span of 2 years, these properties went up to over $100 a square foot. So in many times, these properties went up tenfold in value without any improvement whatsoever being done to the property itself.
Kelly McGowan is with the nonprofit Wildfire, which works to fight poverty in Arizona. She says the other thing the recession left behind in the Phoenix area was low-wage jobs.
A lot of people who were making more pre-recession came back into the economy making less than they were before.
According to Wildfire, the amount of money someone needs to make to afford a one-bedroom in the Phoenix area has risen about a dollar in the last year. It's now around $16.69 per hour. But half of all jobs in Arizona pay less than $15 per hour. And that widening gap between housing costs and wages is starting to make a noticeable impact.
Last year, 25,000 families were evicted from their homes in Phoenix, and 45,000 were evicted in Arizona. That's a 400% increase over the last 10 years.
So, suburban sprawl, lingering impacts of the recession, land speculation, low wages, and rapidly increasing demand for housing have all contributed to a scenario where a working single parent, like Sinclair, can barely afford the cost of living in Phoenix.
I think more places like low-income apartments and housing should be available because it was hardly any available.
Housing advocates say without strategic intervention, Phoenix's affordable housing shortage is likely to get worse. For KJZZ News, I'm Catherine Davis-Young.